Hi guys, so I'm sorry I didn't record a Friday episode for you guys. I honestly just got some really bad news this morning, you guys, and I was not expecting to get it. It was like something that happened out of nowhere. So I happened to go on TikTok, y'all, and it pops up and it says, you know, it shows like the people in your contacts. Like, you click on the thing that says friends and it has like the picture logo, and it shows your friends who, you know, may have TikTok in your contacts. So I happened to see one of my friends who I went to college with, and I click on her post. She had this post that she posted, and it said, you know, rest in peace to such and such. I'm gonna miss you. This is heartbroken, the word I'm trying to say, this is heartbreaking or whatever. So I go, okay, cool. I said, hold up, this person she's named, mind you, me and her know the same person, so we know this person. I'm like, wait a minute, this can't be real. Like, hold up, wait, I just spoke to this person a week ago and they were good. So I go running to Facebook, because I'm like, wait, something. I go running to Facebook, I pull up my friend's Facebook page, okay? I don't see anything. The last time he posted was on August 1st. So then I click on his sister's Facebook page, and lo and behold, my friend passed away, y'all. I just spoke to my friend on August 3rd. He just texted me, checked in on me, asked me how I was doing. I knew this friend for like 3 years, y'all. And no matter what me and him went through, ups and downs, we might have disagreements, we might have went through things, we always remain friends. We always remained in each other's lives. We always stood beside each other, no matter what. The last time I saw this friend was a couple months ago, and that was when he came to my job to see me. But he would always keep in contact and text me, see how I was doing, all that good stuff, y'all. So I'm in a state of shock, because I can't believe that my friend is dead, y'all. Like, I'm gonna miss him so much. Because I could talk to this friend about relationships, guys, everything. And this friend knew me. And I could always text him if I had an issue with anything in my life, and he would be here for me. He would bring, like, he would bring his daughters over to play with my daughter. Like, he was good with my daughter as well, y'all. Like, I remember the first time that I met him. And I'll never forget this, you guys. Because when we first met, the way he walked up to me and gave me a hug, and he held me so tight. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget, like, the first time we met. I'll never forget the first time he met my daughter and how he played with her. I'll never forget, like, we had this spot we used to go to, and I'll never forget it, because I remember we were supposed to hang out one night, and I said, meet me at this spot. And so I found this spot behind this hotel. It's like so secluded, y'all. Nobody was back there. It's all quiet, and nobody put, it's like a, you know how, like, you just go park to a spot where nobody is. So I parked there. I said, meet me back here. He was like, where are you? And I remember him pulling his truck back there and being like, why would you pick this spot? And we laughed about it. But that became our spot. We used to always meet up there every weekend, y'all. Like, that was our spot. That spot will forever be our spot. Like, I'll never take another person there, because, and I never did. But that was a spot. Like, I used to go there all the time, and I'd be texting him, like, where you at? I'm at the spot. And he'd be like, all right, I'm coming. Like, I'm gonna miss him, y'all. Deal. He was such a good dad, a good person. And despite our ups and downs and moments of us not talking, there's still love there. And I miss him. And what's sad about it is the day that he texted me is the same day he died. So we were texting back and forth, and I just remember I sent him another text, and after I sent that text, he stopped responding, and I kept wondering why, but I didn't think too much of it, because I thought maybe he just got busy, and then the next few days went by, and I just didn't think anything of it, because sometimes we would go days without talking, because we both were busy. And the next thing I know, I see this post today and I found out he died that same day. So my heart is broken, y'all. My heart is broken. I'm sad. I don't like how I found out, but I'm gonna miss him, obviously. I'm gonna miss him a lot, y'all. So kind of struggling with anxiety and depression and finding out that one of my friends died. That's like, it's hard, y'all. It's hard. I've been trying to make it through though, but it hurts, you know. It hurts so bad, like, to wake up to news like that. And I still don't know how he died, y'all. His funeral was literally like 2 days ago, and of course I didn't go to it because I wasn't aware that he died. I just found out today, so I didn't get to go to his funeral. They even had like a viewing for his body and everything, and I missed everything because I didn't know he died. I didn't know. I don't get on social media like that, y'all. Like, I'm not on Facebook like that. I barely been on Instagram or TikTok. So today was one of the first days where I saw TikTok and I was like, oh my God, he's gone. Like, no, this is surreal. Like, why is my friend gone? Like, you know, so I'm sad, but I'm glad that God set it up that we got to talk that day, because I didn't know he was going to pass away that day. So it's been a lot, y'all. So between that and dealing with my depression and my anxiety, I've been through hell, y'all. I've been through straight up hell, but I just been through so much hell, y'all. So then I texted my baby and I was just telling him like, hey, my friend died, and I have like the best, like, I couldn't ask for a better person to be in my life. Like, my boo. That's what I want to call him now, my boo. Like, he's my baby, sweet, y'all. As soon as I told him, like, my friend passed away, he was like, I wish I was there with you right now. I wish I could hold you. He was like, I'm so sorry. He was like, I wish I could just fly home right now. He was like, because I want to be there to hold you. And just, this man, and he was like, he can't wait to come home to be with me. So Tuesday he'll be home, and I'm honestly so excited, y'all, because when he comes home, I'm gonna go spend a weekend with him, and I'm gonna get away for a couple of days. My daughter will be here with my mom and dad, of course, and I'm just gonna go away for a few days just to clear my head. So I'm excited that he'll be home on Tuesday and I get to kind of be with him for a little while and just have some me time with him. And it should be interesting, you guys, you know. I just need to get away, y'all. I've been through so much shit. Y'all don't understand. And the thing is, I also, one thing that I admire about him, y'all, like, he don't want nothing from me. Like, he literally, like, earlier I said something about, okay, if we go out next weekend or something, if we go, like, out somewhere, I was like, you know, most men that I've dated, I've always had to take care of them, never been taken care of. But this is the first time where somebody who I'm dating is taking care of me. They don't want no money from me. They don't want nothing from me. Like, you know, I could suggest it or say, hey, do you want me to pay for this? And he was like, no, because I told him like next week, I said, I can pay for some stuff if you want. He was like, no. He was like, I don't want that from you. He was like, no. You know, he pays for everything. I don't pay for nothing, you guys. He don't want nothing from me. He just wants me. He said today, he was like, all I want is your love and your support. That's it. And I appreciate that, you know. So it makes me feel good inside to know that I found somebody who treats me good and it respects me. And I have somebody in my life who really cares about me and makes me feel good inside. So that was a good feeling, you guys. Yeah, but that was rough, y'all. It really was rough. So yeah, and then I texted somebody else about the situation, and they was like, they were so sorry to hear about me losing my friend. And so it's just been a lot, y'all. Today has been a rough day. I've been crying all day, y'all, on and off. My eyes are swollen. I got a headache. It's been pure hell, y'all. All I can say moving forward is, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just hoping for the best, y'all. I'm just like everybody else. I'm trying to make it through. It's not easy, y'all. It's not easy at all. My teeth hurt. Like, everything's hurting. My head hurt. But regardless of what I'm having to go through, y'all, I'm going to do my best to keep pushing and keep going. Because I know that's what he want me to do. But it just teaches me to live my life differently. How I've been living my life, I'm not going to do that anymore. Like, I'm learning now, especially after my friend dying. I feel like it's showing me that I need to change some things in my life. Like, I don't want to hold a grudge with nobody in my life. Whether, no matter what they did to me or didn't do, I'm going to forgive people. That doesn't mean I'm going to forget it. Doesn't mean that I have to be in that person's life or I have to be with them or anything like that. But it just means that I'm not going to hold a grudge. I'm going to always, you know, just make sure that there's, you know, I forgive you and I move on. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to be cautious when I'm dating people. Like, my friend, I know in the back of his mind, he always want me to be with a good guy. He even tried, like, a few months ago before he passed, like, he was trying to take me on a date. Or he was trying to, like, not on a date, but he was trying to hang out with me. And I don't know why we didn't hang out. Looking back at that now, we didn't end up hanging out at all. For some reason, we didn't hang out. So that's just where that went. And I just, it tears me up inside, because if I knew what this was going to happen, I would have saw him one last time, you know? It hurts, y'all. Because I know that I'll never get a text from him again. I'll never get a call from him again to check in on me. I know that I'm never going to get anything from him again. Remember, you guys, like, the last time we spoke was like in July, and he kept telling me he loved me, and I never said it back. But I was going on a rant at that time about my ex, never knowing, like, that of course I was never gonna speak to him again. I wish I had done things differently. I do. I have so much regret, because I didn't know that was gonna be the last time I would have talked to him. I have so much regret, y'all. But I know he knew I meant well. And I know he's, like, looking down on me. He would want me to be happy. So when I date and when I do things, I'm going to do things differently. Because I know he want me to be with the right person. He wouldn't want me to be hurt, you know. Because I don't have him to talk to no more. I can't pick up the phone. And I can't say, hey, Daryl, I'm going through this. Because he's gone. And I can't call him. But he was really my friend, y'all. So it's hard. Because I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Like, it's not many people that I really have been friends with for, like, especially a lot of people that I trust and that really get me and I talk to on a daily basis. But he was one of the main people. And so if I could go back in time, I would have done better. I would have done better with my conversations with him. I would have checked in with him more. And before I found out he died this morning, like, I was about to go text him. Something in my phone was like, send him a text. And then I went to Facebook and see that he was dead. So I realized I couldn't text him. I realized that I couldn't reach him. Even just now, y'all, I just went to pull up my phone when I looked at his messages and I hit the button and it dialed out and I hung up because I realized he ain't gonna pick up his phone no more. He's gone. And it's not fair because this was my friend, y'all. You gotta understand, it hurts. Like, I've been crying all day, y'all. And I've been just trying to push through. But, you know, no more, y'all. But I think he'd be happy because I did find somebody that treats me good. And I found somebody that, you know, is good to me. But life is short. You got to cherish people while they're here and love on them, because they be here today and they gone tomorrow. Like, I know who Daryl was. And I love him very much for who he was. And I know he was a good father. He was a good son. He had a good heart. And I know all the stuff that he went through in the 2 or 3 years that I got to know him. And despite him hurting me, I might have even talked about him on here sometimes because I was hurt. But he was a really good friend, y'all. And I'm going to really miss him. So, but yeah, it's been a hard week, y'all. So, that's why I said it's been a rough 2 weeks. And I got to take all this stuff in. And I gotta try to deal with it the best I can, you know. It's hard, y'all. Like, I wasn't expecting this today. So, anyway, guys, I think I'm just going to try my best to be happy, y'all. Try my best to move in a good way, because life is short. And I know that I gotta live my best life, and I gotta change how I treat people and change how I do things, because I don't want my time to be up, or I don't want somebody else's time to be up, and instead of me, you know, being there for them, I did them wrong. You know, you gotta love people while they're here and love them hard. I even told my daughter today, she's 5, and I told her, I said, remember to always love people. Don't hold grudges. Always be there for people. Somebody make you mad, I told her, you know, I had to break it down in terms that a 5-year-old gets it, but I'm like, if somebody make you mad, don't be too upset with them for too long. Like, let it go, because you lose people every day. And life is short, you know. All I got left is these memories, y'all. All I got is memories. I don't have nothing but memories now of my friend. That's all I got. A bunch of memories, y'all. And pictures that he sent me before he passed. I got some pictures in my phone that he sent me before he passed. So, I gotta make sure the pictures I do have of him that I save in my phone, because I only have a few pictures in my phone, but I'm always gonna save those pictures in my phone. I'm always gonna remember who he was and try to remember him for the person that he was, you know? So, I'm always gonna keep our messages in my phone and read them, you know? So, yeah, it's hard, y'all. I'm not even gonna sit here and lie to you. It breaks my heart. But, you know, I still gotta keep pushing. I gotta keep going, man. You know, I just, I thought something fell, y'all. But I just know for me, being happy is a big deal. So, I'm just gonna try my best to live the best life that I can live for me, my daughter. And, you know, I think he will be proud of me. You know, I wish I got to tell him about my raise, but I didn't. I wish I got to speak to him again, but I didn't, you know. So, it's rough, y'all. It is so rough on me. But despite it all, you guys, despite it all, I don't know, y'all. I'm just trying to figure life out right now. I honestly just cannot wait until my baby is home, you guys. Like, I need him so much right now. And I'll be glad when he's home and he's with me. That's gonna make me the happiest, when I know he's back Tuesday and I'll get to be with him for the weekend. Because I really just, like, the way my mind is set up, I need to go away for a couple of days, y'all. So, like, I barely ate anything today, y'all. The first thing that I ate today, the first thing that I ate today, because y'all know I hadn't been eating, so the first thing I ate today was a salad from Chick-fil-A. And that was all I had so far today. And I ate like maybe 2 or 3 M&M's out of my sugar-free M&M bag. That was it. And for real, I don't even have no appetite, y'all. I got a headache from hell. My head hurting. My eyes are swollen. I'm just tired, y'all. I made 2 TikTok videos today, but one I posted, the other one I didn't. And honestly, like, I'm gonna try to get back on my TikTok stuff again. So I know I told you guys I was gonna change the website name this week into My Mental Health Diary, and to be honest, I'm gonna just be real with y'all, it might not get changed at all. It just depends, because with my friend dying and me trying to deal with other stuff, I don't know if I'm even gonna change anything, y'all. So it's been rough, y'all. I've been tore up all day, but like I said, I gotta get myself together. That's why I tried to leave the house today, but even when I went out today to Target, I just kept crying, y'all, and couldn't get myself together. I was just crying and crying and crying and crying. And then my daughter was like, "Mommy, why you keep crying?" So with all that being said, y'all, honestly, like I said, I don't know anymore. I'm trying to stay positive, y'all, but I just feel like so I don't really know what's going on, y'all, but trying to keep these recordings up for y'all, but after all this stuff happening, it's hard. But I will be changing the website name soon. I don't know when, y'all. Everything's at a standstill right now because I have so much going on. But and then next week I'm on vacation, so that's good for me. That weekend I'll be gone. So that'll be good for me. I'm leaving Friday, so that should be interesting for me, y'all, to just go and not have to look back on anything. And just be able to be, I guess, free from everything. I don't know, y'all. So I'm kind of looking forward to next weekend because I just need to get away so bad, y'all. I don't know, y'all. I have a headache. I would make this recording longer, but I'm going to end it because I'm not feeling well. And I think I'm going to just lay down and try to go to sleep, to be honest with y'all. But thank you for all the support, y'all. There's a lot of other stuff going on too, but I have a huge headache now and I don't even want to get into details about it because there's more stuff going on. It's just not my friend dying, but it's some family stuff going on with a certain family member that I want to talk about too. But I can't, because my head is hurting so bad right now and because I have so many thoughts going through my mind, I really don't want to address that issue in this exact moment. But I will address it with you guys. It has a lot to do with my mental health too. So you guys are going to see, this ties into my mental health. So you guys will see that. And I have to finish ordering these school supplies for my daughter because I started working on her school supply list last night. I put it in a cart for Amazon, but I only put like 3 things in my cart. So I still have a long list of stuff to put in my cart. So, and I have to get all this stuff ordered probably by the end of this weekend. So I'm going to be like, yeah, I got to get all this stuff ordered by the end of the weekend because it got to be here by next weekend. So far, I've already spent like, I think so far with the 3 things I got, I think I spent like $12. So I still have a long list to go to get these school supplies, y'all. So pray for me, because I'm about to do that for a little bit, and then I think I'm gonna have to go back to sleep because I'm not feeling good, y'all. So yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping tomorrow to go somewhere, but I don't know where the hell I'm going, y'all. To be honest with you, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going, y'all, but hopefully I'll go somewhere tomorrow and do something fun. I don't know. My aunt wanted to take me to Sweet Frog tomorrow, so I might take her up on the offer and go to Sweet Frog just to get out the house, or either go to Cold Stone or somewhere just to get some air. But I will definitely tell you guys more into detail about my mental health issues and, like, the particular family member I'm struggling with that I have a strained relationship with, but I just can't discuss that right now because the mood I'm in right now, how I'm feeling, I just need to get some rest, y'all. I mean, my head is hurting, my teeth hurt, my eyes are swollen. I've got to like get some kind of rest. So peace and love, y'all.